lot of us in the past and currently would have our fingers dipped in a lot of different teams, and we've been around, and the likes of Francie Freelier is involved currently helping Michael Murphy with the LYAT team, and so he is at the minute, so like he's a hand in that there. And Eamon McGee, sure, he's been around a lot. He's one of the most capped players in Donegal at this level. So he is, I think he's third highest in the county. So bringing that experience is invaluable at the moment. Jim, to the top table, and to pass that on to the boys will be huge.
Yeah, and you have plenty of experience yourself. Gary, you have been involved with Rory Gallagher in terms of the backroom team with Donegal. You've managed Glenswilly as well. And this isn't your first taste of management at county level either.
No, I suppose I've been involved with development squads in the past. I've been selector in under 21 teams way back in the early 2000s as well under Joe McBurty, and I managed to do the Buchanan Cup team along with Martin Regan in 2008 when we successfully won the competition. We beat Tyrone in the final that day. So listen, it's something we're all mad keen to get started on. So we are our opposition, Cavan, who we beat in the Premier Round, already have the manager team up and running, so we're playing a wee bit of catch-up already. But listen, it's going to be a huge challenge for us, but it's a challenge because it's real cutthroat there, Jim. It's a knockout championship, and it's something us as a managed team we all really enjoy. We enjoy that side of it, and we're going to enjoy bringing the attention to detail that this level of football requires.
So you'll be hoping to get up and running straight away, I would imagine, Gary?
Yeah, listen, we'll need to sit down and chat now with the county board and put plans in place to see what the schedule will be going forward, but it'll be important that we get a team, Jim, on the field for Donegal, that the people of Donegal first of all be very proud of, and that they want to be associated with, and that's very much central to us as a management team, that we want to install our players, we want to educate our players. That's how much of a privilege it is to play for Donegal. It's not something to be taken for granted, whoever players we decide to go with, that it's an honour, and that they'll carry themselves in the right way on and off the field, because we're very much player driven, and we're going to be looking after the players in the best sense possible to give them every opportunity to dine at the top table with some of the great teams in Ulster football. And it's up to us to make sure that we try and maximise the potential of the group, and fellas don't sell themselves short come the big day.